Friday after the Epiphany, evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending, He. Of all things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Blessed was that day for ever, when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Saviour of our race. And the child, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit, persons three, yet Godhead one. Glory be from all creation, while eternal ages run, evermore and evermore. Lord, keep my soul from death, my feet from stumbling. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, my feet from stumbling. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 120. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil, he will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. A reading from Colossians chapter 1. God has taken us out of the power of darkness and created a place for us in the kingdom of the Son that he loves. And in him we gain our freedom, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the unseen God, and the firstborn of all creation. Responsory: all the peoples will be blessed in him. All the peoples will be blessed in him. All nations will praise him. All the peoples will be blessed in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All the peoples will be blessed in him. Herod asked the Magi, "What sign have you seen regarding this newborn king?" "We saw a bright star whose light fills the whole world." My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Herod asked the Magi, "What sign have you seen regarding this newborn king?" "We saw a bright star whose light fills the whole world." Intercessions. Full of confidence, we pray to the Word of God, who came to drown all our sins in the ocean of his love. Lord, have mercy. Eternal High Priest, in you the fullness of divine worship is given to us. Grant to all people a share in this worship through your Church. Lord, have mercy. You came to us as healer of soul and body. Strengthen the sick and restore them to health. Lord, have mercy. With you there is mercy and fullness of redemption. May all people discover the joy of repentance. Lord, have mercy. Mighty King, you broke the chains that held us. Give strength and comfort to those in prison. Lord, have mercy. Lord of life and death, you opened the gate of heaven. Receive the dead into the glory of your presence. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God and Father, light of humankind, make our hearts radiant with the splendour of that light which long ago you shed on our fathers in the faith, and give your people the joy of lasting peace. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.